Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
This is Jose.
And we are excited to talk to you today about the Book of Mormon.
Episode 6. Joseph Smith was foreordained to restore the gospel. In the last part of 2 Nephi 3, we have a prophecy about Joseph Smith of Egypt, about a future seer who would share his name. This is a prophecy about Joseph Smith. So we're going to read here verses 14 and 15. And it says, "And thus prophesied Joseph, saying, Behold, that seer will the Lord bless, and they that seek to destroy him shall be confounded. For this promise which I have obtained of the Lord, of the fruit of my loins, shall be fulfilled. Behold, I am sure of the fulfilling of this promise, and his name shall be called after me, and it shall be after the name of his father, and he shall be like unto me, for the thing which the Lord shall bring forth by his hand, by the power of the Lord, shall bring my people unto salvation." So this is talking about the mission that Joseph Smith would fulfill here in the latter days, and the choice seer that would be able to help bring forth a marvelous work. And we know that part of that was when Joseph Smith was looking at, first, he wanted to know what his standing was with God. How would he be able to return back to live with him again? So he wanted to know what, you know, salvation, what would entail for him to be able to be saved. And as a result of that, then he was able to look in the scriptures in the Bible and be able to see that he could ultimately find out for himself by asking Heavenly Father. And he wanted to know which of the churches in his time would be able to help him to receive the knowledge to be able to go back to live with Heavenly Father. Another thing was that Joseph Smith was able to bring forth the writings of the seed of Joseph, which are contained, as we know now, in the Book of Mormon. So I'm going to ask a question here. What do you learn from this chapter about the importance of the Book of Mormon? I'm going to go back to verses 6 through 24, and we're going to see what it says here. And it says, "For Joseph truly testifies, saying, A seer shall the Lord my God raise up, who shall be a choice seer unto the fruit of my loins. Yea, Joseph truly said, Thus saith the Lord unto me, A choice seer will I raise up out of the fruit of thy loins, and he shall be esteemed highly among the fruit of thy loins, and unto him will I give commandment that he shall do a work for the fruit of thy loins, his brethren, which shall be of great worth unto them, even to the bringing of them to the knowledge of the covenants which I have made with thy fathers, and I will give unto him a commandment that he shall do none other work save the work which I shall command him, and I will make him great in mine eyes, for he shall do my work, and he shall be great like unto Moses, whom I have said I would raise up unto you to deliver my people, O house of Israel." So what were some of the important things that Joseph Smith was called to do in these latter days? From my own experience, I know that when I learned about the prophet Joseph Smith and his role in restoring the church back here in the earth again, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints, my recollection is that I learned that it was through him as the prophet. He was able to receive baptism. He was able to receive the priesthood again. And then from there, he was able to set up the church newly established again, with obviously with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ being the head of the church. And that's from my experience when I was little growing up, is knowing that, you know, I had a testimony that he did indeed restore the church once more here on earth again.
One important part of Joseph Smith's mission was to bring forth the writings of the seed of Joseph, which are contained in the Book of Mormon. And I'm grateful, as Jose said, of the role of the prophet Joseph Smith and how he restored the church here on earth, but really how we are able to have the Book of Mormon.
Now, discuss with your family, how has Joseph Smith's work been of great worth to you?
And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.